There's a practice that some people have at Thanksgiving, maybe you do it yourself, of going around the table and each saying what you're thankful for. Someone might say, I'm thankful for my family. Someone might say, I'm thankful for my health. And someone might say, I'm thankful for my job, and so forth. And that's all certainly a very good thing to do. I certainly don't want to give the wrong impression here. But the fact that non-Christians can do the same thing should at least stop and make us wonder, are we giving thanks as Christians, or are we giving thanks in the same way as the world? Well, what's the difference, we might ask? Well, try to think about this the way that an unbeliever might. Somebody who's just saying, I'm thankful for family. Well, what might they mean by that? Well, they probably mean, I'm thankful that I have this family. After all, there are others out there who don't have any family at all, so I'm glad that this happened to me, and I'm not suffering something much worse. Someone might say, well, I'm thankful for my health, and I could be in a lot worse shape than I am. I mean, after all, I'm not struggling that much, so it could be that much worse. Or someone might say, I'm thankful for my job. There are so many who are unemployed, especially in this economy, and I have a job, maybe even a job that I love. It's far better than the alternative. Thankfulness in the worldly sense so often focuses on the positives, especially in contrast to the negatives. So I can look on the bright side of things and be thankful for those. But when we think of thankfulness in this way, Christians, it really becomes the same as having a positive mental attitude, to have a stiff upper lip, a don't worry, be happy kind of thing. You end up always looking for the good things in life. But that often happens by overlooking all of the cares and the concerns and the anxieties that we might have, as if I can outweigh all of those bad things by the good things in life. I might say, I'm thankful for my family, even though most of them are jerks. I'm thankful for my job, even though I don't really like doing it and I wish that it paid more. I'm thankful for the moisture we have received, even though it didn't come at the time and in the way that I wanted. And all that negative stuff doesn't really matter, you see, because I can find the good in it. I can find something to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day, even if I have to lie a little bit to make it work. But Christians, do we do the same thing? Do we give thanks in the same way? Or does saying, thank you, God, instead of just, I'm thankful for, make all of the difference here? Well, it is certainly a better thing to do. I mean, it's better to give thanks to God rather than to a creature, which, of course, is idolatry. But we can still be shaped by the world and still give thanks in exactly the same way. Thank you, God, for my family. I'm glad to have somebody to eat this Thanksgiving meal with. It's better than not having family, even if we argue a lot. And thank you, God, for my job. I'm glad to be able to provide for my family's needs. It's better than not having one, even if it stinks and it isn't all that fulfilling. Thank you, God, for the moisture. We know how important it is here in North Dakota. It's better than a drought in the coming year, even if I hate the inconvenience of snow. But is there really a difference between them, Christians? Does sticking God into the equation somehow totally change it? Or does this attitude of just looking for the bright side of things creep into what we say as Christians? So what then does it mean to be thankful as a Christian? Well, listen to what Paul says in our reading, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Well, here is one of the foundations of what it means. So let's break it down and consider what it says. Paul commands us to rejoice. And let's make it very clear, rejoicing is not the same thing as being happy or as being positive. Because if it were, Jesus would make no sense when he says, rejoice when others persecute you and afflict you for my sake. Rather, Christian joy is taking delight, and we see it in patience and in trust. Christian joy expresses itself as a calmness, as a gentleness, and as love, even in the most difficult times. Because pay attention to the exact words that Paul uses here. He says, rejoice in the Lord. He does not say rejoice because of the Lord, as if we are rejoicing because of something God has done. I mean, yes, that's a good thing to do, but it might tend towards that same attitude. We might say that we're thankful for this as opposed to something else. Like, I'm rejoicing that God did this for me, because it'd be better than if he hadn't. Rather, what Paul says is rejoice in the Lord, meaning that what God has done isn't really the focus. He's done all of these good things for us, above all in Jesus Christ, but we rejoice in the Lord because he is the Lord. We rejoice in who God is as God. I mean, do you see the difference here? I mean, let me use an example. I, as a father, might say that I take delight in my children. I don't take delight in my children because of what they have done. In a sense, what they do doesn't really matter. Rather, I take delight in my children because they are my children. I delight in who they are. And so it is also with God. We rejoice in him simply because he is God. We give thanks to him because he is the Lord. We praise him because he is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All of those other things are still good. Family and health and job, whatever it may be, are all good gifts of God. But I'm not so much giving thanks for them specifically, them in themselves, as I am giving thanks to the one who gave them. And I take delight in the one who has shown such mercy to us through Jesus Christ, his Son. Maybe that'll become a little bit clearer if we consider also that Paul says we should rejoice in the Lord always. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Always does not mean sometimes. Always does not mean only the positive stuff or only the good things. And just in case we're tempted to think that, Paul repeats himself again. Again, I will say, rejoice. Our joy in the Lord is not only a temporary thing or when I'm feeling good. Rejoicing in the Lord because he is the Lord is something that is true all of the time. And it's true regardless of what situation I find myself in. After all, Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians while he was in prison. And yet he could still write, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. And another time when Paul was again in prison, he spent the whole night while in chains singing praises to God and singing hymns. And as we heard before, Jesus says, rejoice when others persecute you. Take delight in the Lord even when others torment you, because you belong to God. So whether it is good or bad, whether it is in hungry or in plenty, whether it is in strength or in weakness, we can rejoice in the Lord always because he is the Lord. So what does all of this mean then for today on Thanksgiving Day? Does that mean that we shouldn't say that we're thankful for something? Not at all. It is good to be thankful, and it's good to give thanks to God for the specific things that He has done. So let's not be ungrateful about what God has done for us. But rather, giving thanks is not about trying to come up with something good, as if we're just trying to find the silver lining in the midst of all of our lives. Because then in the hard times, we might say, well, what is there to give thanks for? But instead, rejoicing in the Lord, who has given all of these things, is what we are called to do on this Thanksgiving Day. Thank you, Lord, for family, because you are our Father. Thank you, Lord, for my job, because you are the giver of all good things. Thank you, Lord, for moisture, because you care for us. And even if I'm in prison, even if I am naked, even if I am hungry and alone, even if my health is gone and I am suffering greatly, I can still give thanks to the Lord and rejoice in Him. Because Thanksgiving is not just about the good things in life. Thanksgiving is about God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all that you have done, because you are our loving Father, and richly bless us through Jesus Christ, your Son. In his name we pray. Amen.